CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 13th of August, 2023. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. RSGB Intruder Watch Service. Volunteer needed. New RSGB NRC promotional video. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. The RSGB Intruder Watch Service is looking for a volunteer to act as coordinator when Richard Lamont, G4DYA, retires from the role in September. The function of the Intruder Watch Service is to monitor and receive reports of intrusions of non-amateur transmissions into amateur radio bands, and to collate reports and alert Ofcom to persistent and regular intruders. The responsibilities of the volunteer include submitting details of intruders to the IARU monitoring service on behalf of the UK, membership of the RSGB Spectrum Forum, and providing reports for the Spectrum Forum, RADCOM, and the RSGB Yearbook. The successful applicant for the position will have a station capable of reliable monitoring of amateur bands, up-to-date knowledge of transmission modes and modulation methods in order to be able to identify transmissions, and the ability to receive reports of intruders from other amateur stations by email. If you're interested in finding out more about this role, please email the RSGB Spectrum Foreman Chair, Murray Neiman, G6JYB, at spectrum.chairman at rsgb.org.uk. Have you been to the RSGB National Radio Centre? Would you like to encourage your family and friends to visit and find out more about amateur radio? We just released a promotional video that gives a whistle-stop tour of all the fantastic things at the NRC in just 1 minute. Find it on the RSGB's YouTube channel or on the National Radio Centre webpage on our website at rsgb.org/NovemberRomeoCharlie. International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend is coming up soon. The event is usually held on the third weekend of August, which this year is the 19th and 20th. It's one of the most popular amateur radio events in the calendar, and past years have been over 500 entries from more than 40 different countries. More details about the event and a registration form can be found at indialimalimawhiskey.net. A reminder now that the popular British Inland Waterways on the Air event will take place between the 26th and 28th of August. The event is open to amateurs who use canals, towpaths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs for work or recreation. Registration for the event is still open. To sign up, visit Nunsfield House Amateur Radio Group's website. That's novemberhotelalfaromeogolf.org.uk, and follow the Bywater 2023 link. The RSGB is reminding all radio amateurs that they are required to revalidate their license with Ofcom at least every 5 years. If it's been a while since you did that, go to ofcom.org.uk/manage-your-license or email spectrum.licensing@ofcom.org.uk. You will need your long license number, not your call sign. The date has been confirmed for the 2023 Scottish Microwave Roundtable, or Golf Mic Romeo Tango. It will be held between 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Saturday, the 11th of November, at the Museum of Communication, Burt Island, Fife, in Scotland. An interesting program of speakers has been arranged, microwave test facilities will be provided, and the event will be an opportunity to purchase components and microwave-related items. The cost is £12, and this includes a buffet lunch. A dinner will be held in the evening at a local hotel. Full information and online registration are available at gmroundtable.org.uk/about. Please email Colin, GM4HWO, via golfmic4hotelwhiskeyoscar@gmail.com for more information. Don't forget that booking is open for the RSGB convention, which is being held between the 13th and 15th of October. For more information, visit rsgb.org/convention. And now for details of rallies and events. The Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society Hamfest is being held today from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. The venue is Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne, Dorset, postcode Bravo Hotel 213 Delta Alpha. Admission is £5 and this includes parking. Talking will be on 145.550 MHz, on-site catering, bar facilities and an RSGB bookstore will be available. Indoor and field pitches are available and car boot traders are welcome from 7 a.m. For more information, email Tango Bravo Alpha Kilo Echo Romeo at tiscali.co.uk. Visit Foxtrot Romeo Alpha Romeo Sierra .co.uk or phone 07743 475 018. The Rugby Amateur Transmitting Society Rally will take place on Sunday the 20th of August. The venue will be Prince Thorpe College, Prince Thorpe, Rugby, Warwickshire, postcode Charlie Victor 239 Papa Yankee. The event will begin at 10 a.m. For more details, contact Steve GLYB on 07956 855 816, email rally at rugbyats.co.uk or visit rugbyats.co.uk. Lincoln Shortwave Club Summer Rally will also take place on Sunday the 20th of August. The venue will be the Festival Hall, Case Tor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9:30 a.m. and admission will be £2. Free car parking and refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10. To book, contact Steve via Mike5ZuluZuluZulu at outlook.com or phone 07777 699 069. And finally, all for Sunday the 20th, the Red Rose Summer Rally will take place. The venue will be St. Joseph's Hall, Lee, postcode Whiskey November 7 to Papa Juliet. The event will feature free parking, a cafe, traders, individual stands, club stands, low cost bring and buy, and a raffle for a new digital radio. For more information, visit whiskeymikeromeocharlie.co.uk. Now the special event news. Special event station Papa Alpha 1-4, Juliet Alpha Mike Bravo Oscar will be active until Thursday the 17th of August from Sparnwoude for the 14th Harlem Jamborette, a large international scout camp that takes place in the Netherlands every 4 years. Look for activity on SSB, CW and digital modes, QSL via PA9LUC and EQSL. At Special Events Station, Charlie X-Ray 90 Romeo Charlie Uniform will be operating until Thursday the 31st of August to celebrate the 90th anniversary of the Radio Club Uruguayo, Charlie X-Ray 1 Alpha Alpha, founded on the 23rd of August 1933. QSL by the Bureau, direct or via Logbook of the World. Now the DX News. Josiah KI5UBT and John N5VOF will be active as Victor Papa 5 / Kilo India 5 Uniform Bravo Tango and Victor Papa 5 / November 5 Victor Oscar Foxtrot from Providenciales NA002 on the Turks and Caicos Islands until tomorrow 14th. They're operating SSB and FT8 on the 40 to 2 meter bands, QSL to home calls. Bo OZ1DJJ will be active again from Greenland as Oscar X-Ray 3 Lima X-Ray from Tasiilaq on Amasalik Island, NA151, until the 15th of August. He will focus on the QO100 satellite and the 6 and 4 meter bands, but he will also be QRV on the HF bands. He will then go to Itäkeräinen on the main island of Greenland. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS, or direct to OZ0J. Also active from Tasiilaq will be MLDJ8JJ, operating as Oscar X-Ray / Delta Lima 8 Juliet Juliet until tomorrow, 14th. In his spare time, he will operate CW with 10 watts. And finally, France DJ0TP will be active as Tango Kilo / Delta Juliet 0 Tango Papa from the main island of Corsica, EU014, until the 3rd of September. QSL via DJ0TP's home call and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. Today, the Worktool Europe DX CW contest ends its 24-hour run at 23:59 UTC. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Tuesday the 15th, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on 1.3 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. And on Thursday the 17th, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 10th of August, 2023. Sensemult activity continues as we head towards solar maximum. Or have we already gone past that point? Identifying solar maximum can only really be done in retrospect. That is, after we've already had it. Solar maximum is now forecast for early to mid-2025, so you still have some way to go. Last week, the solar flux index declined from 176 on the 5th to 153 on the 10th. Geomagnetic conditions were mainly settled, other than a KP index of 6.67 on the 5th. This was due to an incoming plasma cloud from a coronal mass ejection, CME, that left the Sun on the 2nd of August. We had not one, but two X-class flare events recently. These occurred on the 5th and the 7th. The event on the 5th was long in duration, with a peak flux at 2221 UTC. Luckily, it was from active region 3386, which is right on the edge of the visible solar disk, so any associated CME was directed away from Earth. The second event, at 2046 UTC on the 7th, was also from AR3386, which by now had rotated just out of view of the Earth. So again, its associated CME was not Earth-directed. So we were lucky on both counts. If this sunspot region is still active on its return, We could be in for a rough ride. Keep an eye out from around the 20th of this month, when it should reappear. HF conditions have been variable, with occasional F2 layer openings on the 10-meter band. The 15-meter band has produced some good DX, including 5 Whiskey 1 Sierra Alpha in Samoa on FT8. The 17-meter band produced Roland Tango Romeo 8 Charlie Romeo in Gabon on CW for Lorry G3 UML. Sierra 7 9 Kilo Whiskey in the Seychelles was worked by Hugh EI2HI on 10 meters SSD, but it's otherwise been quite quiet. Expect more HFDX activity later next month. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the low 160s with a maximum KP index of 2. If that doesn't pan out, we can expect fairly good HF conditions. But as always, watch out for solar flares and CMEs that can't be predicted terribly well. A solar flare could result in a sudden ionospheric disturbance, but that would be relatively short-lived. A CME, which might follow a flare in about 2 days, could see the MUF drop for a day or more. Now the VHF and up-propagation news. The brief period of high pressure around the middle of last week will be long gone by the weekend, and new Atlantic lows will again dominate the UK weather. At first, this will be mainly over the northern half of Britain, before moving to the western side of the country later in the week. This means that any troffo at the end of the previous week is not here to stay. The low pressure input will bring rain scatter propagation modes, and since we're supposedly in summertime, the rainfall events may be quite heavy or even thundery in places, so there may be good scattering for the gigahertz bands. The sporadic E season is still simmering with a few brief moments of single hot within Europe, but also some longer multi-hot pulses, including to the Far East and VK on 10 metres. The upper air pattern of jet streams may still be able to trigger a few openings during the coming week, although it's looking much weaker than last week, and possibly mainly biased towards northern areas like the Baltic and Scandinavia. Meteor scatter is one mode that should do well, especially at first with the peak of the Perseids this weekend. It can be quite interesting to monitor the 2-meter meteor scatter cooling channel and stand outside watching for meteors, especially if it's a bit warmer. The shower is a broad peak, so should still provide activity during the coming week. Lastly, the sun continues to offer occasional disturbed conditions with a chance of high KP indices and possible aurora. The easiest solution is to monitor the KP index and perhaps your favourite Scottish beacon for signs of auroral flutter. With the moon at maximum declination this weekend, with long moon visibility windows, it's the microwave EME contest. Moon apogee is next Wednesday, so past losses are at their highest until then. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate until late Tuesday, when the sun and moon are close in the sky until Thursday, when levels drop back to low. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Meetings. No nets this week. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies, including email addresses and website links where known, can be found on the RSGB website. On the first and third Saturdays of the month, the online amateur radio community holds a virtual social night called The Rubber Duck on Zoom. For more information, see OscarArthurRomeoCharlie.UniformKilo. The online radio club has a virtual radio club night at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to the website for the meeting link, Online Radio Club. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the Southwest. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society will be meeting at the new Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, from 7:30 p.m. Contact is keith.m0tmo@btinternet.com. or visit www.bravo.alpharomeosierra.org.uk. On Sundays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7 p.m. Wednesday sees another club night from 7 p.m. The Society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7 p.m. Contact is Sue, info@fox.romeo/alfa-romeo-sierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6 p.m. Contact is Matt, 20FNT 0730 554 9614. On Monday, Midsummertet Amateur Radio Club is meeting for a talk on QRP by Steve Hartley, G0FNUW, chairman of the GQRP Club. The meeting is at Shepton Mallet Baptist Church, postcode Bravo Alpha 4, 5 Bravo Uniform, at 7:30 p.m. For more information, visit Mike India Delta Sierra Alpha Romeo Charlie at groups.io. Next weekend, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be active for International Lighthouses and Lightships Weekend from 9 a.m. on both the Saturday and Sunday. Contact is enquiries at sierra-bravo-alfa-romeo-charlie.co.uk. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. Members are currently finalising preparations for the club's annual field weekend to be held between the 25th and 28th of August at Barclay, South Gloucestershire. On Wednesday the 16th of August, members will be meeting to submit a joint club Ofcom consultation response following a recent presentation by regional RSGB representative Andrew Jenner, G7KNA. Guests and potential members are welcome to visit. For more detail, visit the club's website at tango-sierra-golf-alfa-romeo-charlie.uk or email Terry, M0TJX, via secretary at tango-sierra-golf-alfa-romeo-charlie.co.uk. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club will be meeting to discuss advanced exam questions. Contact is secretary at yeovil-alfa-romeo-charlie.com. And now for Wales, Abercynfigan District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. Contact is Brian GW Hill DVB, info@abercynfigradioclub.co.uk. Barry Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully's Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. Contact is Steve, 2W0VOG, 07900560080. Cumbrana District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Hensley's Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. For more information, contact Ken Smith on 07411-595-103 or visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Contact via Hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie Mike Echo Mike Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society. On Thursday, there will be a meeting at the Society's Clubhouse and via Zoom from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society has now moved to Ustrad Rhondda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 417 Sierra Yankee, where there is greater availability of car parking space and better access to main bus route stops. The next meeting of the Society will be held on Tuesday, the 15th of August, from 7 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2, Foxtrot Oscar, foxtrot.co.uk. And the contact is John, GW4BUZ, on 01443 432. 5542. And finally, Us Side Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 6 until 8pm at the Indoor Bowls Centre, Cleveland's Stadium, Bank Street, postcode November Papa 197 Hotel Foxtrot. For more information, contact the club secretary via email at usksideradio@gmail.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango of Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week. Keep safe from the GB2RS news team.